itself, but they are running a parallel assessment program within the university to find out how to design assessment to minimize the cheating. But with the technology itself, there is one thing in WiseFlow, which is facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So what you will have to do is you upload a photograph before the exam, and then when you start appearing for the exam, the system will check you against the photograph that you would have uploaded.
Yeah, but
to check that this is the person. So yes, that part is a part of the technology, and they were very proud of the fact that they had facial recognition and so on. But now, because there has been a lot of backlash against this proctoring, online proctoring, and the security risks and the intrusion, and the students don't feel comfortable with it. So now they don't say so much about when they do presentations. They don't talk much about it. And maybe they will improve the technology in some way that it is less intrusive.
Yeah,
but for the moment, they have facial recognition.
Yeah, which is, according to what you said, it doesn't stop. I mean, if a student would like to buy an essay, it has nothing to do with the facial recognition. It's a malpractice from a different point.
From a different point, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, Nashwa. And also...